relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Nothing's difficult.
Everything's a challenge.
Through adversity to the stars.
From the last plane to the last bullet to the last minute to the last man, we fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
Thank you, John. Our caller in the last hour reminded us of those fabulous lines from the movie Red Tails. I think we're going to have to save that one in the evergreen or put it on the instant replay so I can use it whenever I want. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. It's Friday. Welcome to GunBroker.com Second Amendment Friday. We are so excited about our partnership with my favorite gun site on the planet. GunBroker.com makes it so easy to visit one site to acquire all the guns and accessories you may need. They just, guess what? They just had their best weekend ever. I wonder why that was. If you're a gun enthusiast, a hunter, a sportsman, just a hobbyist, bookmark GunBroker.com and visit it at least once a day or more like I do. Right now, I've got my eyes on a... Do you know what the CMP is? It's the Civilian Marksmanship Program, and they refurbish historic weapons. There's one up on the site right now, an original 1911 A1 with a Colt frame and a slide from Remington Rand, a classic World War II weapon. Ah, 2 hours to go. Let me see if I put a bid on it. We are ecstatic about our partnership with GunBroker.com as our title sponsor for this hour every Friday. Celebrate the Second Amendment with me by going to GunBroker.com right now. Discover the perfect deal, especially now that ammunition is so hard to find. You'll find it at GunBroker.com. Okay, before we are joined by James Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, and also Steve Kramer of Springfield Armory, I've got to share with you some news, take some calls as well, but just listen to what is going on out there. This is from Pennsylvania, the battleground state. The law firm Porter Wright today withdrew from representing President Trump in his challenges to the election results in Pennsylvania. Why? Because the New York Times was writing stories about the Porter Wright law firm and about, quote-unquote, the internal tensions at the firm. Wednesday, Porter Wright issued a statement with the following words. We have a long history of election law work during which we have represented Democrats, Republicans, and independent campaigns. Well, I guess that commitment lasted another 48 hours. They have withdrawn, and this is the same as the targeting of the president's law firm here in Washington, Jones Day. It is about lists. It's about intimidation. You don't have to like lawyers to know that this is fundamentally wrong. Additionally, we spoke to Amy Kremer of the Trump march that I'll be attending tomorrow.
with regards to the suppression of that event. Well, here it is. This is from the Blaise Breck Dumas. Organizers of a march planned in support of President Trump's legal efforts to contest the projected results of his challenge from Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden have said that Facebook, MailChimp, and even Eventbrite, that site that helps you organize events on the internet, have all tried to cancel their event. Women for Trump co-founder Amy Kremer tweeted Tuesday that the March for Trump is not canceled. Eventbrite has shut down our event and emailed everyone that it was canceled, but it is not canceled. First it was Facebook, next it was MailChimp, now it's Eventbrite. Hashtag big tech is trying to shut down our march, but we will not let them. And she attached an email from the company Eventbrite. This is what they said. This is their excuse. We encourage our organizers to express their views and to gather for a chosen purpose, as long as it's done in a way that doesn't violate our terms of service. We do not permit events, content, or creators that share or promote potentially harmful misinformation. I wonder if they've ever done that for Antifa or Black Lives Matter. In this instance, we have determined that your event violates our community guidelines and is therefore not permitted on the Eventbrite platform. As a result, your event listing has been removed and any paid orders have been refunded. The notice further warned, while you may continue to use Eventbrite for other events, please note that repeated or severe violations of our guidelines may result in your account being terminated. Unbelievable. It's about freedom of speech, the right of free assembly. But big tech only lets one side of the political aisle to have their rights. We will not give up. Join us. 12 noon tomorrow, Freedom Plaza, Washington, D.C. You heard Amy. Thousands of people are coming. Go right now to TrumpMarch.com. That is TrumpMarch.com. We're watching the podium. We're waiting for the president to address the nation. He's going to be talking about Operation Warp Speed and the coronavirus. But you know the media are going to be screaming at him as well with regards to the events of the last 2 weeks. Stay tuned. Let's go to Brittany, line 3, California. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. This is Brittany.
Hey.
Hey, we are just calling in to let you know that there are 6 of us flying from Southern California to support President Trump.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us, how did you find out about this event, and why did you decide to come all the way from California?
You know what? We found out about it on Twitter, and we decided to come out from California because it's time to take a stand. As patriots who love our country and who want to see the Republic stand for our children and for our grandchildren, it is important to make sure that there's integrity in our elections and that we can trust the results of them. And we are not going to sit by silent and let this happen to our country.
And what do you think of the last, well, let's say the last 10 days and the last 4 years, Brittany?
Well, I would say that it's very clear that the Ministry of Truth does not want President Trump to be in the White House. And I would say that it's very clear that he has totally upset whatever it is they had designed and in store for our country. And I would say that it is totally clear that the mainstream media and big tech has been out to get him since before he took office. And they have done their very, very best to make sure that his supporters were silenced and canceled in an attempt to shame and manipulate all of us away from supporting our president.
And who is, I like this phrase, who are you thinking of when you say the Ministry of Truth, Brittany?
So I would say that I think of both Harry Potter, and I'm reading that book to my children right now, but I also like to think of the propagandist machine in Nazi Germany. And it, I would say, for all of the people that like to criticize President Trump for being some sort of Nazi, It very much appears that the Nazi fascist regime is actually the conglomerate of mainstream media, big tech, and the Democrats.
Yeah.
Who would like to silence all opposition and limit our free speech.
A conglomerate.
Under the banner of misinformation.
A conglomerate, including CNN, whose Christiana Amanpour compared the Trump administration to the Nazi regime and Kristallnacht. They used the Holocaust as a political weapon during their coverage. I have the video. You won't believe it. I'm going to share it with you. Brittany, I hope to see you and your friends from California tomorrow at the Trump March. God bless you for coming all this way. Listen to her. She's coming from California. What's your excuse? Oh, I'm 3 hours away by car. I think California is a little bit further, so why don't you go now to TrumpMarch.com. Put your name down and join us. The good guys are going to be there. You heard Louis Gomez going to be speaking. I'll be speaking. Chris Plant, my buddy, is going to be marching with us. We're going to get Mr. G out of his cubicle here. He's going to be... not marching because he doesn't march, but he'll be swaggering from Freedom Plaza all the way to the Supreme Court, and you should join us too. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It is Second Amendment Friday. It is Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. Our phone number, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Just go to YouTube now. Do me a favor. Press the like button if you're watching us on the live stream. If you're not, why not? Subscribe to the YouTube channel so even when we're not on the air, you can download all of our segments. Anything you missed, our great record-breaking interviews. 500,000 there, 800,000 here. You don't want to miss a thing. America First, Sebastian Gorka. Do it now and hit the notifications bell twice. And you'll never miss a thing. Back with our good buddy, James Carafano.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
Can you make that louder? Does it get louder over everybody's radio if you crank the music up? Oh, I love it. The return of the saints. Ian Ogilvy in a very nice Jaguar XJS. Sorry, YouTube, they're fascists. You don't get to hear our music. It is Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. And it doesn't even matter that it's Friday because every single day is...
Flash, I love you, but we only have 14 hours to save the Earth. Flash!
Is a Flash Gordon day, one of the greatest movies ever made. Am I correct, Shadrach?
Hey, I...
No! You know, wrong answer! Wrong answer! Fail! 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 Okay, put that job out of the market. Come on, advertise that job. And it's going to be must like Flash Gordon. And you can hear the chortling in the studio. He's JJ Carafano on Twitter, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation. Preventing World War III one tweet at a time. James, welcome back.
Oh, God. And that soundtrack!
Oh, Queen! Look, the best band in the world! Queen! Yeah. Come on!
It's just great camp.
Camp, but it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was great.
Max von Sydow. That's Ming. Is there better casting than Max von Sydow as Ming the Merciless?
No, except the original Ming, who is awesome.
Oh, you from the black and white ones?
Yes.
I grew up watching those on BBC.
Oh, me too.
The reruns. The black. You can get them on YouTube now.
Absolutely.
Buck Rogers. You can get Flash Gordon. Incredible.
So what you can find
the serials.
What you can find on YouTube is somebody's taken all the. Because they're called cliffhangers. Because you go to the movie on a Saturday matinee.
And pull you back.
They would play this little like 10-15 minute thing, and then you'd have to come back next week to see what happened.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But on YouTube, they take them all and they string them together like a movie, and you can watch the whole Flash Gordon movie, which is totally
fabulous.
Worth it.
And that guy, the original Ming, scary. When you're a kid, scary. Okay, let's get serious. We are with. What? He's frustrated. He comes in to have fun. But look, you got to earn your paycheck, okay? The big bucks we pay you, Jim, okay? You said, as ever, and I respect it, we're not going to talk politics because that's not what Heritage does. But
there are issues that don't change as the result of elections here in America, and they must be dealt with, geopolitical, geostrategic. So let's answer these questions in the next 6 minutes in this segment. For the next 4 years, after January 20th, we're going to have our Trump march tomorrow. The president is doing his thing. I spoke to him this morning. He told me he's not giving up. He's fighting the good fight. He's going to exhaust every legal avenue. But irrespective, let's not talk about presidents elect or who gets sworn in. The next 4 years, what are the big issues, Jim, for America?
Yeah, so let me talk about the big four. So number one is immigration and border security. What we learned in the last 4 years is you can secure the border. You can deal with illegal immigration. It would be ridiculous to go back on that policy. That would be nuts.
Can I do it like this?
Yeah.
I don't want to get you in trouble, but let's compare and contrast what 4 years of a second Trump administration would look like and what a Biden administration would look like. So if it's the president for a second term, he just continues the border policies. Having spoken to Mark Morgan regularly, COVID has actually helped them because the national pandemic authorities have made it easier to secure the border. So I think, is that reasonable, Jim, that he'd just continue?
So here's what I think the election proved, which is, you know, people kept saying you have to compromise on immigration and border security because otherwise people won't vote for you. That's just not true.
Right.
Not only will people vote for you, they actually want the border secure. They actually want to deal with illegal immigration. So the dumbest thought in the world is a reversal in policy is either good politics, which it absolutely is not, or it makes sense for the country in the age of pandemic and everything else, which it absolutely does not.
Right.
So deviate, anybody that votes or moves to deviate from the path that we are now, they are on the wrong side of history there, my friend.
All right, so the issue isn't radioactive, and it can be
that's
fixed.
Right. That's
okay.
Right.
All right, second issue.
China.
Okay.
And particularly what we have to go start focusing on is the ideology of the Chinese Communist Party. Do we do that well? No, because this is important because the left that makes them very, it's the root of the problem, right?
Right.
We believe,
that's why China's a different kind of country.
We believe in free markets. We believe in freely elected governments. We believe in human rights. Fundamentally, they don't, right?
Yeah.
So that's the root of the challenge, and we have to accept that. And the left is uncomfortable with that. And the reason why they're uncomfortable with that is if you actually look at the radical left, their ideology is exactly the same as the radical left of the 1960s,
yes,
as the Weather Underground, as the Black
SDS.
Panther Party, as SDS.
Right.
And it is rooted in Maoist revolutionary ideology.
Bingo.
And so when you say Russia ideology is unacceptable, you're also saying the radical left's ideology is suspect. That makes the left very uncomfortable. They got to get with that.
So let's just stop for a second here because you've served in the U.S. military. You've taught, as I have, together. We taught at National Defense University for years. I could rail on this for hours, but let's have the guests do it. We used to be so good at understanding inimical ideologies. In the last 20 years, not so good, right, Jim?
Well, this is the modern, postmodern world. It started with, you know, if we accept everybody's ideas,
yeah,
then we'll all be at peace. But
right,
the problem with that is it means you have to accept evil ideas.
Yeah.
And this is why postmodernism at the end just fails as an ideology,
right,
because it normalizes evil.
But doesn't it also, postmodernism, lead eventually to this concept of, I'll call it a grab bag, the new left,
right,
whereby it is America that is seen as the problem,
right?
Right? And therefore, there's a propensity to actually sympathize with those who want to undermine us, Jim.
Exactly. I mean, it is this notion that all truth is okay, And so the truth that you possess, which is, I think, America's evil, which that was the 1619 Project,
yes,
the radical left, that we are the problem.
Inherently racist.
Demonstrably false.
Right.
I mean, if the world is not rooted in good and evil, then, you know, why do we have, you know, why do we have Genesis? Why do we have Exodus? I mean, there's something fundamentally wrong here with people that can't grasp that. And for the radical left, recognize it. I'm not saying we have to have World War III with China, but recognizing that the root of the ideology of the Chinese Communist Party is antithetical to freedom, that is something that we all have to raise our hands and admit.
And I have to say, you know, Mike Pompeo has been very good on this issue, but I mean, this is the sounds like the dumb observation, but Jim, I always say thusly, China's not Belgium. It's a different kind of country, right?
They're bad guys with a big checkbook, right?
Well, big checkbook and nuclear weapons. Okay, good. And then lastly, again, an obvious statement, but I think it goes to the heart of the matter. If you think you are the problem, if you think your nation is the problem, how can you fight for your nation?
Exactly.
Exactly. You can't.
Do we have 60 seconds?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, good. Because the other two... we've got to move on.
Hang on, you've got to do a Flash Gordon cliffhanger.
Protecting the planet, right? This is the only blue dot we have. We all want to live here.
He's going
to
go flipping environmental on me.
No, but the Paris Accord is just nuts.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's just wait. You know, the Ming's death rays
and
about to fire up.
And number four is here on
crank it up. Just hang on. We'll have them hanging off that cliff on tenterhooks. It keeps the meat tender.
Please.
Come back. We're going to string them all together. It's not lots of Saturday matinees. It's America First for 3 hours, and it's Friday, so Jim's here. And while you're waiting for him to explain everything in the next segment, join the Heritage Foundation today. Do it! Heritage.org, the good guys. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
This week, 82 years ago, Kristallnacht happened. It was the Nazis' warning shot across the bow of our human civilization that led to genocide against a whole identity. And in that tower of burning books, it led to an attack on fact, knowledge, history, and truth. After 4 years of a modern-day assault on those same values by Donald Trump, the Biden-Harris team pledges a return to norms, including the truth.
Jim Carafano, Kristallnacht and the Trump administration. Is that a good historical analogy from CNN?
Yeah, probably not. Look, here's the reality is, if you look at Donald Trump's foreign and domestic policies, you can follow a line back to the founding fathers.
Wow.
If you look at the left's ideology, you can look at a line that goes back to Mao. So you tell me who's
more problematic,
whose lineage is closer to the preservation of freedom and justice.
That's really good. That's an article. You've got to write that article, Jim. When you say a line back to the founding fathers, what is the thing that strikes you the most? Is it the word prudence?
Well, I think it's the commitment to constitutional principles and the rule of law. I mean, here's the number one complaint. Well, you know, we were talking about immigration.
We'll finish, yeah.
Yeah, but we were talking about immigration. Right. Border is the number one issue. What is the big complaint about Donald Trump? He actually follows the laws that are on the books.
The immigration laws.
That were passed by Congress, right?
Right. Insane. All right. So we've had our Saturday serial. You left us on a cliffhanger. Four big issues for the next 4 years. National security, foreign policy. We've hit two of them. Immigration and China. What are the last two?
So protecting the planet. You know, like I said, this is the only planet we have. We all get that. We all want to protect the planet.
Well, we've got Space Force now.
But the problem is everything the left want to do is about opening a political agenda to drive political change. It's not about actually dealing with real environmental issues. So if you were truly committed to protecting the planet, what is the number one thing you would be focusing on? China. Because China is the world's biggest polluters.
Right.
You always see these commercials about all this plastic in the ocean. China's the one that dumped it there.
Yeah.
The world's biggest polluter is China.
So explain. I know that this is a futile exercise, but why do those who scream the most about the environment never mention China, Jim?
Because it's hard. You know, it's easier to punish you, Seb Gorka.
Right.
You
no
know,
plastic straws.
Yeah, that's right. than it is to deal with China. And this is you know, the Paris Accord. China has to do nothing under the Paris Accord for 30 years.
Well,
this
except
is nuts.
Except get cash from us, Jim. It's nuts. Except money from us. Yeah.
And look, the world's biggest reducer of CO2 gas, the United States. The world's biggest industrial economy that's not in the Paris Accord, the United States. Right. So that somehow the Paris Accord is the road forward to dealing with environmental issues.
You mean lowest,
is a lie.
You mean lowest producer?
Lowest. We are the greatest reductions in CO2 gas in the most industrialized country in the earth,
and
is not a member of the Paris Accord.
And those reductions, just because I was there when we left the Paris Accord in the White House, those reductions are beneath the requirements of the Paris Accord. We are meeting the requirements as a non-member of the Accord. Last fourth issue, Jim.
Iran.
Okay. What's the next 4 years going to bring us?
There is no going back to the Iran deal. And
why?
What are you going to do about all the cheating? Do you really want to lift?
Well,
they
ignored it last time.
What are you going to do about all the cheating? Do you really want to list the arms embargo? All these countries that have now lined up to normalize relations with Israel and work with the United States to bring peace and stability, you got to throw them overboard. Even the Europeans, even the Biden administration recognizes that, or the Biden team recognize that we have to have a better deal than we have now. And that essentially is the Trump policy.
What are our European allies' attitude to this?
Well,
do they stand now on the Iran deal?
You know, it's easy to say, let's go back to the Iran deal when you don't have to do it.
right.
But when you're actually faced with the prospect of, yes, let's go back to the Iran deal. Let's forget about all their cheating. Let's forget about that they've 12 times the level of enrichment, the vast amounts that they have enough stuff to enrich to make a bomb. Forget about they have a ballistic missile program. Forget about that we lift the arms embargo. Forget about that we're going to let them be flushed. Forget about all that. No. They don't really want to face that future.
It's a problem. Whoever's in the White House, God willing, it will be the current incumbent. Join us tomorrow noon, Freedom Plaza here in D.C. for the Trump March. Join us right now, TrumpMarch.com. We have been talking to none other than the vice president of the conservative mothership that is the Heritage Foundation. Join them today, Heritage Foundation, Heritage.org. We've got 2 seconds left. When is your book coming out on military power?
Oh, Index of U.S. Military Strength comes out November 17th. Virtual event live at Heritage. Just go to Heritage Events and you can sign up. It's going to be awesome. Mac Thornberry is going to be the keynote speaker.
Oh, Mac, good old Mac. Got a letter from him on my wall. That is virtual events. Check it out, heritage.org in the tab for events. Follow him right now at JJ Carafano. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are suffering from pain right now, there are options. And this option is 100% drug-free, providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. You have to find out if it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or calling 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. The 3-week quick starter pack will be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I guarantee you, my promise to you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. Back with Springfield Armory's Steve Kramer.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by GunBroker.com.
GunBroker.com, the world's largest digital marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, accessories, and so much more. Gun selection is unmatched on GunBroker with over 1 million daily listings. At GunBroker.com, you are certain to find the gun of your dreams. I have, more than once. Shop at GunBroker.com today, especially in these trying times with an insane market. Ammunition, so hard to find. Book market, check them out every single day, GunBroker.com. And we are so excited to have one of those companies represented today that is doing so much to help us exercise our Second Amendment rights. It is, of course, Springfield Armory. Follow them right now, Springfield_Inc. on Twitter. And we have with us none other than Steve Kramer of Springfield Armory. Steve, welcome back to America First.
Hello, Dr. Corker. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, especially because of all the new products that you have informed me of. You have Springfield Armory has a bolt-action rifle, and you have a new 1911 in the only caliber that really matters, 10mm. Tell us a little bit about your latest products.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you're correct with the 1911. We just came out with a 10mm version of the Ronin. For your listeners who aren't familiar with the 10mm, it's a much more powerful round than even the Mighty 45, suitable for taking down large game such as bear. A lot of people carry it as a defense gun out in the brush, out in Wyoming and Montana, places like that, for defense. So it's a cool gun, and it's very powerful and will be available very soon.
And where does the Ronin fit in? Because we see a lot of high-end 1911s, very popular, very expensive. This is something that is affordable to the enthusiast, correct?
Absolutely. One of the things we did was to try to not take away any quality from what you would normally expect in a Springfield Armory 1911. We use forged frame and slide. We always use forged components to make sure you have a strong gun that'll be durable for the lifetime that we expect you to own it or pass it down. But with this configuration, we managed to come in at a really, really awesome price point of $849 MSRP. Which, as you know, you'll always find that lower out in the field. So you'd probably find that somewhere in the $750 range at your local gun store.
Well, I've handled them, and the production quality is, the execution is superlative. And look, it's a classic design. Our nation has relied upon it for a long, long time. Check out the Ronin 1911 at Springfield. And what's this? Have you made a bolt-action rifle recently? Is this a new venture for Springfield Armory?
Yes, very exciting thing for us. It's a bolt-action rifle called the Model 2020 Waypoint. It's a very premium rifle, completely made in the USA. As you know, Springfield Armory is always been known for defense products. We sell AR-15s. We sell defensive handguns. We have not really been in the hunt market, and it's a huge market, and there's a lot of crossover for people who like both hunting and defense markets. So for the last 3 years or so, we've been working on this rifle. Like I said, it's as close to a custom rifle as you're going to find from an actual manufacturer that can produce at the levels we can. MSRP is about $18.99 to about $23.99. However, you're going to find that if you were to try to put this rifle together, it would cost you probably north of $4,000 to build. It's got a carbon fiber stock. It's extremely lightweight. That stock's adjustable. Also has a carbon fiber barrel. There's a steel version if you so choose to have that. The action, we spent a lot of time on what we call the Model 2020 action. It's a true custom action, beautifully machined, very, very tight tolerances. Bolt moves very, very smoothly in it. We use a TriggerTech adjustable trigger in it. You can adjust that from 2.5 to 5 pounds. Each one of these is custom hand-painted camo. We have one called Ridgeline and one called Evergreen, depending on the section of the country that you choose to hunt in. One of the really cool things is that we offer a 0.75 MOA guarantee at 100 yards.
Wow.
Which,
0.75 minute of angle. That is impressive. And is that already available, Steve?
Yes, this is we launched this gun about a month ago, and we are beginning to roll them out since last month into this month. So yes, it is available. And it's super lightweight. I hope you get a chance to check it out. It's about 6.9 at the lightest configuration, up to about 7 pounds, 11 ounces for the more heavier steel barrels configuration.
And available in that sexy caliber Creedmoor, 6.5 Creedmoor?
Absolutely available in 308, 6.5 Creedmoor, 6.5 PRC as well.
Fabulous. And the last product, you have the single stack XD, incredibly popular, and now you've updated that as well, correct, Steve?
We have. The XDS is a great mainstay, a first ring foot armory, very, very popular concealed carry handgun. We launched it back in 2012. Like I said, it's a single stack 9mm, but we have now brought it out and we've milled the slide of it so that it can take a red dot optic. I'm not sure if you shot with a red dot optic or not. But it's a real game changer for a defensive handgun use. Very, very fast.
Takes some getting used to, but it is a game changer. In the last 60 seconds we have, talk to us a little bit about the market and what you're seeing in the market right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, compact semi-automatic 9mm pistols are the most popular. NICS checks are up tremendously, the same as the last time I think we spoke.
The background checks.
Background checks, exactly. There were 3.3 million background checks to buy firearms in October, which is up 138% over last October, which is an amazing number.
Yes.
Annual gun sales have already beat the all-time high, and we still have 2 months left in the year. Severe ammo shortage, as you mentioned earlier. A lot of first-time gun buyers out there.
Indeed, indeed. Record numbers. If you go to a local gun store, you'll see lines out the door. Check out these incredible new products. I endorse them. It's springfield-armory.com. He's Steve Kramer, Vice President of Marketing. It is a bevy of products that you can rely upon, and I'm super excited by that lightweight graphite barrel rifle. Wow, that is high-end stuff. This is America First Gun Broker Hour, Second Amendment Hour, taking your calls next. And I've got to talk to you about my call with the president today. We will give you the details. Stay here. Do not change the channel. But if you call us, please don't call us on one of those regular cell phones from those big cell phone companies, because guess what? They're not on our side. They, at the end of the month, when you pay your bill, they promote and donate to organizations that are against the Second Amendment. They donate to Planned Parenthood, to organizations that want to see unfettered immigration. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile, rated number one in customer service in the United States. You can keep your old number. They'll transfer it for you. They have an incredible 4G LTE network. Use my name. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. They donate to causes you believe in, like the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, freedom of religion. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys today. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you by GunBroker.com.
Dominion Voting Systems. Do you know about Dominion Voting Systems? Let me tell you a little about them. Researchers have questioned the reliability of new voting machines that state and local officials have rushed to implement at their polling locations. Quote, some of the most popular ballot marking machines made by Election Systems and Software and Dominion Voting Systems register votes in barcodes that the human eye cannot decipher, according to the AP. But according to researchers, that's a problem as, quote, voters could end up with printouts that accurately spell out the names of the candidates they pick, but because of a hack, the barcode does not reflect the choices. So you think you voted for the president, but the barcode says otherwise. In my conversation with the president today, he mentioned this story, and I will give you much more information from Paul Sperry at Real Clear Investigations. This is the big story of the election. Amongst many, many others, let's go to your calls. Let's go to New Jersey. Leonardo is back. Welcome, Leo, to America First.
Dr. Gorka, they're canceling Thanksgiving over here. Now, I can't even sing Silent Night. They're going to cancel Christmas. Notice it's all history canceled, Judeo-Christian canceled. I think Jesus might have something to say about this election.
I think America might have something to say about it. Don't you think, Leonardo?
There was a couple of things I wanted to mention up there in Michigan. I'm moving from Jersey to Michigan. I found out it's the longest life expectancy. There's people up there voting. They're 200 years old. Also, there's they got the Japanese beat, right? So the next thing is they have this Dominion, right? It leads back to really shady stuff, right?
Yes.
Texas rejected it. But that.
By the way, let me just add, Leo, and it's a Canadian company. How's that for foreign interference in an election?
And I heard Rudy say that then the data gets shipped to Portugal to Smartmatic, right? So the rest of the world is counting our and manipulating and changing votes, except the.
But
right,
everything's
here in the
fine, Leo. The Democrats told us you don't have to worry about a thing. For 4 years, the election was undermined by the Russians, but now. Not a problem. Why? Because reasons.
Yeah, we could trust them. We could trust them. Anyway, that document you read by these two state senators, I wish that it could go, if you could email it to every legislator, every state legislator, especially in the in-play states, because those two guys actually grew a pair, right? And they're standing up.
Wasn't it amazing? These are from Senators Thace and Barrett, two pages right. To the Secretary of State of Michigan, and it was absolutely en fuego. We've posted the letter at the top of our Twitter feed, at our Facebook page, and Leo's right. This is what everyone in a position of political influence should be telling their chief clerk and their secretary of state, because something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Back here on America First with Dinesh D'Souza.